You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Five-Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Welcome to another edition of the Five-Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard, and I want to recap the week that was the Big Ten Hoops. And guys, if you haven't been watching Big Ten Hoops, I get it. You've been watching a ton of football in the NFL, especially with the Lions in their long run. But let me reintroduce you to college basketball. And here's the thing. It looks as if it's Purdue's conference to run away with, but a lot of things have been happening in this conference. And just like every year, it looks like it's going to come down to the final teams to see, final games to see where the seeding is going to be. Now, it looks today the two top teams played each other on Sunday in Purdue and Wisconsin. And in a game that went kind of back and forth, Purdue found their way to eventually end up winning the game. Purdue wins 75-69. Purdue's had a pretty good week where their nemesis was Northwestern. And Northwestern took them to overtime. And again, and if you remember back in January, they did the same thing where Northwestern took Purdue to overtime, except this time they won. Well, earlier this week, Northwestern loses to Purdue. They lose. Purdue wins 105-96 and probably may have been one of the most lopsided games called for fouls where Purdue ends up with 40. They shoot 46 free throws. Northwestern shoots, I think, 7 or 8. Yeah, I said that right. Quite a disparaging number between the two. Chris Collins gets tossed out of the game. And you know what? Here's the thing. If you're going to get tossed out of the game, do what Chris Collins did. Earn that money. Because he got fined $5,000 and he gave you $5,000 worth of entertainment. You got $5,000 worth of frustration. Even if you weren't a Northwestern fan, you saw that it was wrong. The Purdue player, and it gets just to tell you why, late in the game, Northwestern still had a shot at trying to tie this game up. And on the baseline, the Purdue player hooks the Northwestern's player's leg. They both foul right in front of the referee. Referee calls the foul on the Northwestern player. He loses it. And, you know, they shoot the free throw. The play goes on. They call a tech, two techs on him. They get 4 shots. When you see the score, it wasn't indicative of the game because it ended up being like an additional like 6 points being scored just off of free throws late in the game. That's what made it look not as bad. But, yeah, they ended up winning the game 105-96. It really wasn't like that. It was really like around a 99-96 game. And then all of a sudden all the fouls happened and hence the big score. But Purdue is clearly head and shoulders above everybody else in the Big Ten. They're going to be the number one seed, barring just an epic collapse with Zach Edey getting injured. But right now, Purdue's sitting at 10-2 atop of the Big Ten. Look, you roughly have eight to nine more games to go in the Big Ten. But it looks like it's going to be Purdue with the number one seed. Wisconsin, despite losing 2 games in a row this week, wasn't a good week for Wisconsin because they lost to Purdue today, 75-69.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then they also lost to Nebraska. And I'm going to get to Nebraska in a few minutes because Nebraska is one of the surprise teams of the Big Ten. But they lose to Nebraska in an epic collapse. There's just really no way to call it. Wisconsin had the lead, a double-digit lead in the second half, and they found a way to squander it. And I think what happened was Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badgers simply relaxed. They thought they had the game won, and nobody walks into the Pinnacle Center in Omaha, Nebraska, and just wins anymore. That place is becoming a house of horrors. Nebraska wins 80-72, and what was just a shocker of a game. I think a lot of people, if you were watching this game, if you put money on this game, you turned this game off because, well, you thought it was over. Everybody thought it was over. It was not over. Now, in third place is Illinois. And Illinois had they went to overtime on Sunday against this Nebraska team. And Nebraska, you know, on the road at Illinois, they had their chances late in the game. They pulled close. They took the lead with, I think, like 3 or 4 seconds to go. But it wasn't enough. The game goes 73-73, goes into overtime. Illinois finds a way to pull it out. Illinois sitting in third in the Big Ten at 8-3, tied with Wisconsin. Nebraska with that loss, and even though they beat Wisconsin earlier in the week, Nebraska is, believe it or not, in sixth place because there's a tie for fourth place in the Big Ten. So they're in sixth place with a record of 6-6. Tie for fourth right now. One team that you're probably not that shocked if I say, and the other team you probably are shocked if I say, but probably not what you're thinking. Northwestern is the team that I don't think you're shocked if I say that, because Northwestern is sitting there at 6-5 in the Big Ten. And Northwestern, you know, they had a week this week and it wasn't favorable to them. Northwestern loses in overtime, like I said earlier this week, to Purdue. And it was bad. Northwestern, I felt bad for them because it's like, come on, they couldn't catch a break with the refs. When you hear of 8-on-5, if you're a Northwestern Wildcat fan, any of you out there, I feel your pain. I know what you feel like. But then they followed it up with another loss to Minnesota at Minnesota, and that was one that I think will sting and hurt them. They lose 75-66 to Minnesota, putting them tied for fourth. The team that you may be shocked, believe it or not, is the Michigan State Spartans. MSU is now playing the easier part of their schedule, which is kind of funny because you would think it would be flip-flop. But at the time the schedule started, you didn't realize that when you played the game at Nebraska and at Northwestern, that these two teams were going to really be good. Michigan State didn't see it. Nobody else saw it. But now Michigan State follows it up with a week this week. And when they go in and a game against the arch rivals, the University of Michigan, Michigan State goes in there. And, you know, it was a typical Michigan game. You withstand the first half scoring that Michigan had. The halftime score was Michigan was up 35-32. And then Michigan State goes on a long run. And before you know it, I mean, to kind of epitomize the game, Michigan was on a 4-on-1 fast break, and Trey Holloman steals the ball and puts Michigan State in a 4-on-1 fast break. And, of course, Michigan State capitalized on that break. Spartans win the game 81-62 over the University of Michigan. They followed that up with a game on Saturday where they defeated Maryland at home. So they won two home games, 63-54. The Maryland game was a rock fight. It was, it was just ugly. It was the first team to get to 50 points was going to win. I mean, we were deep into the second half, and I think the score, Maryland took a brief lead at 42-41. MSU finished the game out on a 22-12 run to defeat the Terrapins, to sweep the Terrapins, and they put Michigan State at 6-5. I say all this to say, buckle up for the last eight or so games of the Big Ten, because these standings are going to flip-flop. The key is you want to get the double bye when it gets to the Big Ten. The bye when it gets to the Big Ten tournament. The double bye comes next year, but you want to get the bye. Top four teams get the bye. I think Purdue is the only team that can probably rest easily knowing they're going to get a bye. I think Wisconsin and Illinois know, chances are they will, but their fourth bye, that was going to be up for grabs, whether it's Nebraska, whether it's Northwestern, whether it's MSU. It's going to be up for grabs. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Big Ten basketball, it really does go back to the way it's always been. You try to defend your home court advantage, and you try to steal one on the road. It's going to be some pretty good games. I think Michigan State travels on Tuesday night on Peacock. They're going to be playing at Minnesota, which is always just a weird place to play. The new barn that they've upgraded, it's just a weird court. But you go in there, you win that game. And I think for the Spartans, the bigger thing is win that one. And then you get Illinois at home on Saturday at 2 o'clock. That game is huge, because if you win that one, that gives you another quad one victory. Now we'll give you your third quad one victory. What's so big about that? It'll make you 3-7 in quad one victories. But when it comes time to the NCAA seeding, that Illinois game could be the difference between you finishing out the year, because according to Vegas, Michigan State's favored in every game except for the game at Mackey against Purdue. If you could finish up like that, you can go from right now, they're probably a 9 or a 10 seed. You may be able to move your way into a 6 seed. And why is a 6 seed important? 6 seed means that you avoid the 1 or the 2 seed in your bracket until the second weekend. It gives you a better opportunity to get to the second weekend. That's why it is so important that you have to win those games, like the game that you have upcoming this week at Minnesota, and then turn around playing Illinois at home. Win those games and you get yourself situated for the dogfight that is the rest of the Big Ten, and you may find your way sneaking into a 6 seed. Because, like I said, if you're a 7, 8, 9, or 10, you're going to be playing either a 1 or a 2 seed in the second game. If you happen to win the first one, chances are you're going to have a short tournament life this year. You make it to the 6 seed, you go up against the 3 seed. There's a fall off in college basketball once you get past the top 18. So, also, I guess we're kind of on a Juwan Howard watch. Michigan loses again to Rutgers. They had a 15-point lead in the second half. It's all falling apart. Michigan's had this they've just collapsed in the second half of all of their games. And it's kind of funny, because you saw a little bit of finger-pointing, and the finger-pointing actually came from the coach who, you know, they were talking, and he was saying that, you know, that back during COVID, they had a formula that would win. And, you know, they've won before at Michigan, but for some reason it's not happening. But, you know, he basically just kind of paraphrased and was like, you know, I don't coach that shit. And actually, yeah, if the players, I look at it like this, as an instructor, if my class is not understanding something, if the entire class is just not getting an assignment, that's on me. I got to fix that. If one person is not getting it, well, now I got to spend some time with that person. If an entire team is just not getting the concept of what you're teaching in practice, maybe there's a disconnect in practice of what the coaching staff is doing, and you need to break down and look at what are the deficiencies that the coaching staff is doing, rather than blame the players for that. But Juwan came out and said, hey, maybe I'll play the walk-ons. And right now, Michigan is sitting in last place. I don't think that they were ever in last place, even under Brian Ellerbe. Just to put things in perspective, this is new territory for Michigan. And I don't know, it's almost like you're on a Juwan Howard watch to see how long this goes before they make a change. I mean, good thing this is not next year, because that means the Wolverines probably would not make they're not going to make the NCAA tournament, but they wouldn't make the Big Ten tournament. Because remember, the Big Ten is not taking the worst three teams next season. Fortunately for Michigan, you will go. It means that you're probably going to be playing on, Wednesday? Yeah, I think the first games are Wednesday night. So, yeah, they're going to be in the Wednesday night games. That'll get you to the Thursday, and then hoping that they can make it, you know, as far as they can go to maybe steal a bid. But right now things look bleak. You got a part-time point guard in Doug McDaniel, and the Juwan Howard watch is on. So we'll keep tabs of that. But just to give you a brief welcome back to the world of college hoops, to those who haven't been paying attention because you've been so focused on the NFL, Big Ten hoops is still exciting. It's still every game matters. Every game counts. And I will be here with you throughout the remainder of the Big Ten hoop season. So stick around, buckle up, and let's have some fun. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Thank you for watching and subscribing to the 5-Star Zone. I will be back later on this week. I'll see you then.